From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Protests unleashed by U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital have continued for the second day in the Palestinian territories, as well as outside U.S. missions elsewhere in the world. Dozens have been wounded in clashes. James Jeffrey is former American ambassador to Turkey and Iraq. He tells VOA that the announcement is more likely to undermine U.S. efforts to build a coalition against Iran.
At a time when Iran is scoring victory and victory across the Middle East, this undercuts the anti-Iranian alliance that the president is trying to put together with Israel, with Turkey, with the Arab states, with the United States, and with even some Shia in places like Iraq.
There are concerns that violence could spin out of control on Friday when thousands of Muslims attend weekly prayers at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit, this after a week of intense negotiations. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday.
On the basis of the mandate which was given to me by the European Council, the Commission has just formally decided to recommend to the European Council that sufficient progress has now been made on the strict terms of the divorce.
Prime Minister May said the deal required compromises on both sides.
Getting to this point has required give and take on both sides. And I believe that the joint report being published is in the best interests of the whole of the UK.
EU leaders meet in Brussels next week. From Washington, this is VOA News. Democratic Senator and ex-comedian Al Franken has said he plans to quit in the coming weeks, this after a string of sexual harassment allegations.
Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing, has brought this honor on this institution.
His speech came a day after nearly 30 Democrats called on him to resign. He would be the most prominent lawmaker to resign amid a wave of misconduct claims against high-profile figures. A former U.S. Olympics women's gymnastics doctor is headed to jail for 60 years, up to 60 years, for possessing thousands of images of child pornography. A federal judge in the state of Michigan sentenced Larry Nassar, who is also awaiting sentencing for sexually assaulting young girls. He'll be sentenced for that next month. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States will not lift sanctions against Russia until Moscow withdraws its forces out of eastern Ukraine and Crimea. Tillerson met with his Russian counterpart Thursday on the sidelines of a meeting of foreign ministers in Vienna. Tillerson accused Russia of arming, leading, training, and fighting alongside anti-government forces.
Our first priority is to stop the violence in East Ukraine so that we can begin a process of implementing the elements of the Minsk Accord that the parties have agreed.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that all the responsibility is with Ukraine as far as the violence in the East was concerned. Wind-whipped wildfires near Los Angeles have forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate. The flames have engulfed 32,000 hectares, and Los Angeles Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas has more bad news.
The brush burning index, that's a number that we rate the threat of a brush fire, for tomorrow is 296. This is the highest number I've ever seen in my career.
The flames have forced the closure of the San Diego freeway. The governor has declared a state of emergency. Australia has formally approved same-sex marriage. A bill legalizing the practice was overwhelmingly passed Thursday in Parliament's lower house of representatives. The law will formally take effect next month. At least two teenagers were killed in a shooting at a high school in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico. The local police say the assailant was also killed, though it's not immediately clear whether the shooter was also a student. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.